life in prison. It happened in federal court in New York. Joaquin Guzman had been convicted for his brutal leadership of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel, the world's largest drug trafficking operation. The 61-year-old called his trial unfair. Defense attorney Jeffrey Lichtman.
At the end of the day, all that mattered was the government's evidence, no matter how flawed it may have been, no matter how many lunatics and sociopaths and psychopaths that it depended on, all that mattered was the evidence, and the jury be damned.
The U.S. House of Representatives, led by its Democratic majority, has approved a resolution condemning the words President Donald Trump has used, words it said were racist, words he had aimed at four minority women members of Congress. We have a report from AP Sagar Meghani at the White House.
As the House debated,
I know racism when I see it.
Congressman John Lewis, whose skull was fractured during a civil rights march. The resolution passed with all Democrats and four Republicans voting against the president, who earlier said the four lawmakers' remarks should be condemned.
The most vile, horrible statements about our country, about Israel.
House GOP Chief Kevin McCarthy argued against the resolution.
It is our duty to focus not on retribution, but to building a more perfect union.
Which Democrat Pramila Jayapal said is exactly what they're doing.
Dissent is patriotic and, in fact, a core value to our democracy.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
President Trump said it was, quote, so great that only four Republicans voted for the resolution. The United States has sanctioned four top Myanmar generals over the mass killings of Rohingya Muslims in northern Rakhine State. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the four are responsible for gross human rights violations in an ethnic cleansing campaign. The sanctions bar those targeted and their immediate families from traveling to the United States. From Washington, this is VOA News. The top American diplomat for East Asian Affairs, David Stilwell, says the U.S. will work hard to ease trade and political disputes.